So it's hard to follow that often enough, because that's very complete. You probably said everything that I was saying more. So basically, I'd like to thank everyone here, and particularly the leaders like Parashuram Prabhu and Vasudev, for struggling for so many years to build this temple and raising the funds. I mean, there's so many things that goes into building a temple that it's unimaginable. And, you know, I just came at the last moment and enjoyed the opening of the temple. Everyone else's hard work. So I actually wanted to speak a little bit about my experience with ISKCON Fiji and the opening of this temple. I originally came to Fiji in about 1998. At the behest of Divine Grace Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I just found out today from Nanda Kishore why Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked me to come. You know, it took me all these years to find out. Where's Nanda Kishore? Is he still here? I can't see him. So he told me a secret that he heard from Gurudev, and I was like, what? He said, Gurudev said that... you all think that I'm so heavy with you. Now I'm going to send someone very liberal. I didn't even know that till today. Is that true, Nanda Kishore? Very interesting. So I was asked to come to Fiji by His Divine Grace, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I immediately fell in love with the devotees here and Fiji itself. And I felt like it was my home. Of course, my first home is Govardhan, that's in India, where I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, you know, Fiji is also my second home, and I feel very much kinship with the devotees. So after a few visits here, I started to do a little bit more preaching in the Suva area. And as Parashuram Prabhu mentioned, that in Nasinu, we had a very, very nice temple, very small, and actually it was not only very small, but there were, it was so austere that there were bees biting people during the service. You remember that? These big bees would come all around you and attack. So it was actually austere. However, that austerity was mitigated by the devotion of the devotees and the team spirit of the devotees. And this is the topic I want to speak about today. And that's really what I appreciated. And really what attracts people more than anything else is the loving relationships between Vaishnavas. So when I came there, even in such austere conditions, the devotees were just like so open-hearted that many, many people were coming. Because people join religious societies not so much because of philosophy. I mean, we do have the perfect philosophy. I mean, we know we're not the body. We know we're servants of Krishna. We know that Srila Prabhupada is Krishna's representative. We know His son is the boat that's going to take us back to Godhead. However, what attracts people is love, getting love and giving love to others. Rupa Goswami states in the Upadeshamrita, Dadati Bratigurnati Uguyam Akyati Prichati Monte Ujite Chaiva, that this movement expands because of loving exchanges. And that was my initial impression here. I mean, first, there was no temple to stay in, so I stayed in Vishwanath's house, actually Jairam's house. And Vishwanath took care of me, and I felt so much reciprocation and love from the family that I was staying in, and also nice prasadam, that was a fringe benefit, that I became more attached to Fiji. And then I would visit Vasudev in his house, and Ola Beach, and he would feed me, and receive me very, Vasudev, Bhagavati, and Nandarani. Remember I visited you in your house many years ago. And they would receive me everywhere. There was just like prasadam everywhere. Not that I'm very attached to the tongue, but this giving prasadam and receiving prasadam are symptoms of love, according to Rupa Goswami. So So I just felt overwhelmed by the devotees' interactions with me and with interactions with each other. And I think that's really the clue or the key to the success of this yatra and the future success of this yatra. Then when we started to finish up the temple, as I mentioned, I was brought in the final stage. I mean, basically, most of the other devotees like Vasudeva and Parashuram did all the work. You know, as we heard, Parashuram Prabhu raised, one way or the other, the majority of funds, and Vasudeva also a great deal of funds, provided the property and so many things. But what struck me more than anything else was not the building per se, but the, again, the loving interactions with the devotees. And when we were finishing up the temple, it was so blissful, even though the devotees were working so hard, even though devotees were sacrificing their own happiness to finish up this temple, it was like a big team. Teamwork. And there was so much loving interaction between the devotees. I mean, one devotee was climbing up on the top to finish the kalashas. Another devotee was putting the gold leaf on the kalashas. Another devotee was painting the deities. Another devotee was finishing the kitchen. And another devotee was getting the magazine ready for publication, the opening magazine. But it was all like a team. And I just fell in love with those days. And so, my point is that, as Parashuram Prabhu said, it's more difficult to keep a temple running than to open up a temple. Because opening up a temple is a lot of excitement and natural teamwork. But when you want to keep something running long term, it requires the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness is really hard to attain in this Kali Yuga. In the mode of passion, something new is coming, and you enjoy the new factor of that coming. You're building, you're creating, you're artistic. We have new paintings here on the wall. We have new paintings on the wall. You know, very exciting. But goodness means the same thing every day. Isn't it? The same arti every day. You're not installing new deities every day. The same kitchen every day. The same devotees every day. What else to say? The same problems every day. The same treasurer, Madhuram, every day. Anyway, so it requires being more internal to be enthusiastic. Because really we need to be enthusiastic to advance in Krishna consciousness. Another verse by Rupa Goswami is Utsaham Nistya Daryat Tatat Karma Pravartana. One must be enthusiastic, patient, and determined to advance in Krishna consciousness. But to be enthusiastic long-term in the mode of goodness means one has to develop their internal life. Internal life means appreciation of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and more than anything else, the love for the other Vaishnavas. Because it's very elevated to just be absorbed in Radha and Krishna 24 hours a day. Very few of us are able to achieve that exalted state. But we can work on loving each other. And if each and every one of us establishes that same mood that we had in Asinu, the same mood we had when opening up the temple, doing something new, the teamwork mood, then, in the same mood that I was experiencing when I visited Vasudeva in his house, I visited Parashuram in his house, I stayed at Vishwanath's house, I visited other people in their houses, then it will be very easy to fill this temple, as Nandakishore stated. He wanted to fill this temple with so many devotees that they'd be lined out on the street, in the parking lot, trying to get into the temple. But that will be very easy. Extremely easy, because Prabhupada said that we have a loving propensity. And that loving propensity can be fully fulfilled. That's why we're unhappy, because we're not fulfilling that loving propensity. That can be fulfilled unlimitedly in relationship to Krishna. And I'm extending that to say in relationship to Krishna's devotees too. Then there will be no trouble in having all the services filled. There will be no trouble in filling this temple. There will be no trouble in getting enough money to maintain the temple if we simply do this one thing. And that's the most satisfying thing that we can do. And of course, it's not an artificial imposition on the mind. It comes from spiritual advancement, from chanting. It's not you can just chant George Harrison's song, "All You Need Is Love, Love, All You Need Is Love." It doesn't happen like that. But you have to chant Krishna's holy name sincerely. Every one of us should take this as an injunction, an instruction, to take as the most serious thing we do, the most important thing we do in life, is to take and chant Krishna's name without offense, seriously, with great attention, and then you will be capable of manifesting this compassion and love for all living entities, and our movement will go on unlimitedly. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, and exhibited, the Supreme Court justices in the land will all be wearing tilak. That's our success. Not just a few devotees here. We want Fiji to be the first Krishna conscious country. In a non-denominational way. We're not advocating conversion or anything like that, but to accept the basic principles of Krishna consciousness. To love each other. And I was very much appreciating what Parashurama said about praying for the soldiers that have been taken captive. Because it is important that we love, as Krishna says, yastu sarvani bhutani atmane vanu pachati sarva bhuteshi chatmanam tatona vikigushate. We should love all living entities and pray for these soldiers, pray for mankind, pray for these conflicts in the world, these terrible conflicts in which people are suffering, families are being bereft of their loved ones, people are being tortured. We should pray for a change in that. And that will come about when we can manifest Krishna consciousness ourselves and attract others to Krishna consciousness. So we have to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Anyway, this temple is meant for that solution. But the temple is a building. And the building functions because of the people inside. So first we make a change in our own hearts, then we will be successful. So anyway, so that's my message. So thank you very much. All glorious to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Chandra Prabhupada, Vijay, Rakhulaka Bihari, Vijay, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Vijay, Shishi Gordatai, Vijay. So what happens now? Initiation, I know that. What?
Actually, at the back we can't hear, so if you can ask everyone to move in front.
I just heard in the back you can't hear. So we ask everybody to move closer, because there's 10,000 people waiting outside to come in. The brush, yeah. Oh yeah, we want to thank Nanda Braj Prabhu, who is now in Auckland, and he did so much work for this temple. So he's not here with us right now, but he's here in spirit. He's a great devotee of the Lord. Okay.
Good to see you. Govinda is fine. Tell my regards.
What's
to
that?
You. Govinda is fine. Tell his regard to you.
Good.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, here's your master. Thank you.